Blog Talk Radio.
Guardians. This is your host, Dr. Carletta D. Washington. Education for All radio show's goal is to focus on parenting and education topics in order to help you to build stronger family relationships and prepare your children for academic success. Special thanks to our corporate sponsor, Mr. Willie Moore Jr. He is founder, TV CEO, TV personality, and recording artist. Also, he has Will Flow Music, W-I-L-F-L-O Music, and he's also a part of his founding business, Young Fly and Save Movement. You can check him out at williemoorejr.org. That's www.williemoorejr.org. And you can also hear him on Hallelujah 1600 or Gospel 1600's Nightly Spirit. He is the host from 6 p.m. Central Time until 10 p.m. Central Time. So tune in and listen to him each night on the radio as well, and look for him on different TV stations, presenting the gospel and the word, and just great messages to young people in particular about relationships and their spiritual walk in Christ. If you have would like to learn more about Education for All and resources, programs, scholarships, and our Involved Parent magazine, we ask that you visit our website at www.educationforallinc.com. That's education, the number 4, ALLINC.com. Today's topic is dealing with end of the year and summer quickly approaching. As we look at the school year, it is going by fast, very, very fast. We are in second semester. It is almost spring. The students are in third quarter. They just have part of third quarter left and then fourth quarter. And for those who are transitioning from preschool to kindergarten, from kindergarten to first and from fifth to sixth or from eighth to ninth, and then from 12th to college or the military or the workforce, or those who are in college that are getting ready to graduate with their degrees, this is an exciting time of the year. We have proms that are about to take place. We have state testing, ACT, scholarship award applications. There's so much that happens at the end of the school year, and now is a good time to talk about that. You know, sometimes we think, oh, we have time, and while you may have a few weeks or a couple of months, that time is just right on your doorstep. So I want you to think about how you can prepare for that time before it gets here. Some of our shows have touched on these issues in the past. However, just want to kind of reiterate a few things. You know, it gets expensive. It's expensive for kids to be in school today. You have field trips, you have senior trips, you have school dances and proms and junior ring dances and graduations and, you know, lock-ins for the kids who are seniors. And there's just so much, caps and gowns and class rings and announcements and invitations and parties. And, you know, there's so much that is needed for kids at this end of the school year, even school supplies. You know, we think about school supplies when school first starts, but, you know, those school supplies don't last. They tend to run out. Even if your child is not using them, they tend to share them with others, or if they're not using them for academic purposes, some of them are drawing and writing notes and so forth. So, you know, that all everything, you know, it needs to be replenished. So keep that in mind, parents, you know, keep that supply at home readily available for your children with pencils and erasers and paper and notebooks and folders, you know, just the things that you think that your children may need. They may not need everything that was on the beginning of the school year list, but at this time of the year, they definitely will need some of those items. So particularly the paper, the writing utensils, you know, notebooks, those are things that they definitely will need. And mostly because they've used them already and also because they may have new classes. Students don't always keep the same classes all year. Sometimes they change at semester. They can even change at quarter. So it's very important to keep up with those changes and what's required for each of those particular classes for your children. Now, as far as the other monetary concerns, you know, just making sure that, you know, you make it a family affair. Don't feel like you have to pay for everything, particularly if it is not within your budget. You know, you don't want to work two jobs and miss seeing your child or enjoying that moment with them because you have a second job and you can't get off. You don't really want to have your children working extra hours a whole lot, particularly if they're not able to handle working a job, even if it's babysitting, you know, that are raking people's grass and cutting lawns, you know, even though those are simple tasks and things that are manageable on their schedules, some kids are not able to handle that as well as their home chores and you know, keeping up with their schoolwork. So you may want to consider soliciting from other family members early on, you know, to help. Or some people, families have hosted barbecue dinners or, you know, potlucks and raffle tickets in their home, you know, or they've done bake sales, and they've also done a few other things, you know, to just help raise money within the family. Or even they've asked people, can they contribute? You know, if each family household contributes $5 or contributes $1 up to $5 per person in their household, you know, so things like that are creative and they're fun and people don't mind supporting. But if they don't know what you need, then they can't support you. So, you know, always ask for the minimum. You know, people will give above and beyond as they feel led. But, you know, start low, and then, you know, you just never know how far you know, how much you can get. But also let people know what the money is going toward. You know, let them know it's going towards their graduation. It's going toward testing for the ACT or going towards their senior trip or, you know, new school supplies. You know, whatever it is that you're raising funds for, let people in on it. Let them know, because people get excited about supporting a cause and people get excited about supporting young people who are doing the right thing and who are staying in school, being encouraged and doing what they need to do. And then those summer programs, there are summer program signups that usually start in March. So the really good summer camps that you want your kids to go to, and those that may give out scholarships, is happening in March and maybe in April, but definitely in March. So you want to call your local YMCAs, call your churches, call the family-oriented centers in your area, whether it's the zoos or science centers, and, you know, whatever family centers you have in your area. Contact them and find out what programs they have, when they start registration, how much the registration is, the hours of the program, transportation, lunch. Also, if they give scholarships, never hesitate to ask, do you have scholarships or sponsorships, you know, and explain your situation, particularly if that's a need for you. And if you have multiple kids going, usually you can find scholarships, or that second child can, or third child can go at a discounted rate. So never hesitate to ask about scholarships. Again, people don't know what to offer you if you haven't told them what your needs are. And another thing that I like to cover quickly before we open up the lines, we have a full house tonight. Just also keep in mind that food, you know, during the summer, there are locations where, such as at libraries and some schools and even churches, where food banks or lunch banks take place for students who are out of school. They can go and get breakfast and or lunch during the day because school is out, and they know that some families cannot afford that. So you may want to start stocking up on some things right now, non-perishable items that can just kind of hang around for a while, you know, in your house, so that when your children are out of school and most of them are getting out by the end of the second and the third weeks of May, you know, and then some may go to summer school where they get the opportunity to have breakfast and lunch, but not every child is in summer school or has that opportunity. So start stocking up on little things now as parents, and in that way, it doesn't catch you off guard. You know, have extra snack packs of, you know, of fruit, you know, that they can eat, or, you know, bags of popcorn, you know, things that are healthy for your child to snack on, and just store it away, even if you have to hide it in your own closet so that the kids don't get to it. You know, but have some extra food. Start collecting now, because it can get rather expensive to feed the kids over the summer, and especially when you're not used to having to feed them like that. You're used to them going to school, and if they get a free or reduced lunch, you're used to that rate, and that's not something that you really have to take care of. And even if you are paying for it full price, you know, still you're not used to when they're at home. That's a whole nother cost. So that's one word of advice. Just stocking up in advance and checking out those summer programs. And then for the end of the year, just making sure that you let in others on what your needs are and start preparing in advance. And try not to miss out on those moments because you're working an extra job to cover things by yourself. And try to avoid your kids taking on extra responsibility, because they may not, well, all kids cannot necessarily handle keeping up their grades and taking on additional responsibilities. So outside of the home. I always say they can do things in the house, but sometimes outside of the home, they may not be able to, you know, take on those extra responsibilities and keep up the grades. So I hope that that information has been helpful to you. And what I'd like to do right now, this is our last show. We have enjoyed being a part of your lives. Sunday has become a constant Sunday at 6 p.m., and we are so grateful for everyone who has joined us. The Education for All radio show has been on the air since January 28, 2014, and it has been a very nice run. We have tried different times in the afternoon, in the early evening, different days, and then we came to Sunday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, and that just proved to be our best time for reaching parents. So, and then we also practice what we preach. You know, we take a break. We tell you to enjoy your families, and so we did not interfere with your holidays and, you know, special occasions. We tried to really limit some of our shows so then that way you could enjoy your family without having to decide, you know, between a radio program and your family at that particular moment. So we thank you for joining us. We hope that we have been a blessing to you as parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, et cetera. You know, we hope that you continue to listen to previous shows that you've missed or shows that may have been your favorite and share that information. As I always say, no one is the keeper of all knowledge, which is why this show has come forth. You know, I wanted to share with parents the information that I've learned, the things that I've experienced personally, and just make sure that, you know, everyone else is successful. You know, I feel successful as a parent. I feel successful as an educator. And my goal is to have everyone else feeling equally successful, and if not more. You know, if you can learn from the things I've learned, you know, you don't have to go through them, then that is so much better. So I really pray that this information has been helpful. And I'd like to open the lines in the last 12 minutes. If anyone would like to press 1 to talk about maybe their favorite guests, their favorite shows, or a favorite piece of advice, or even to leave a last tip for anyone who may be listening tonight or those who may be listening in the future through our website, you know, and right now we're saying it's the final show, but you just never know. You know, we go through all kinds of stages, and Education for All right now has been going through some restructuring as well as exploring different opportunities and partnerships. And so right now, just not exactly sure where that road will lead, but right now, as far as the radio program, I do know that that is on hold at this time. I can't say for sure that it's permanent or that it's temporary, but I do want to let everyone know, you know, that this is our final episode for right now. So the lines are open. If you have any questions or comments, you know, feel free to press 1 at any time so that I can bring you into the conversation. And especially if you've been a guest that's been listening for a while, you know, I'd love to hear your thoughts about the show. And even if you are new tonight, still share your thoughts as well. Hi, caller. Welcome. Thank you for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. How are you, Carletta?
I'm fine.
Just wanted to say you will be truly missed, and I wanted to thank you for all the helpful information. Education for All has been a blessing to us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Okay, that's it. Take care, and we look forward to when the radio show starts right back up.
Okay, thank you so much. Take care and enjoy your night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Oh, no problem. I just wanted to say that I truly appreciate the show and just all of the different topics that we discussed, from going back to school or spending more time with children or getting healthy. It's all really truly been a blessing to me and my family, and I just wanted to thank you for that. And then to just share, I guess, something that I really just got out of the show, and it was just mostly mm-hmm. to appreciate where I am right now, and also just value family even more, and doing a lot or whatever I could to ensure that education is instilled in my daughter and that it's something of importance in our household. So that has really been nice to do, and it's because of your show. And I just really, really enjoyed it. It's definitely going to be missed. Just wanted to say thank you. Thank you again.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate your comments.
Oh, you're welcome. And I also appreciate, you know, the different callers out there as well, because without them, then I also wouldn't have been able to learn different tips or just suggestions or advice on various topics too. So, you know, it was nice to have those people who also called in and gave their suggestions or asked their questions as well.
Oh, thank you so much, caller. I wish you have a blessed night and enjoy your family.
Thank you so much. You too, Dr. Washington.
Thank you. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi
caller. Yes.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing? Yes,
oh,
how
I'm
are
doing
you doing?
Fine. How are you doing, Dr. Washington?
Oh, it's bittersweet, but it's more sweet than bitter.
Okay. Well, I wanted you to know that you will be missed, and I really enjoyed the program. And I enjoy your passion that you have for education. And I enjoy listening to the your guest speakers that you had. And I want you to be encouraged, because this is just the beginning. And I know that the Lord have other things for you at this time. And I don't believe this is the end. It's just the beginning. So you be encouraged, and thank you very much, you know, for all the information that you have given to us over these last few years. So God bless you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, and God bless you as well.
Thank you.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi, Dr. Washington. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well, and you?
Oh, doing well. It's a bittersweet day. I practically fixed my schedule to this time, and I'm going to have withdrawals not hearing your show. I don't know what I'm going to do. Am I going to have to watch 60 minutes? What? To me, it's one of the most informative shows on radio. I've learned so much, and your guests, you had dynamite guests, and is it definite that the show is going to be on the shelf?
It's on the shelf for a while. I'm not sure when or if. I don't want to make any promises. I just know that there's a lot right now with Education for All, you know, and different avenues that and opportunities that has available. And then also for me as well, personally and professionally, outside of Education for All, there are some opportunities and avenues. And, you know, I like to give my best and my all 100%. And if I can't do that, then, you know, I know that it won't be the right thing for people. And that's what I've enjoyed, just being able to really give this 100% attention.
Yes.
And knowing that this was definitely the road to go down, you know, from January 2014 up through now.
Yes, I mean, it's definitely a nice run. And everything we can do as callers to make sure programs like yours are part of us in the future, because the information is just so valuable, and we're not going to find it on any other station.
Right.
You just find a bunch of gibberish.
Yeah, that's a really good question. shows like this, where there's really a lot of heart and soul and the information, it does need a lot of support in terms of listeners. You know, I've had a fair amount of listeners, but also I needed to increase that listening base to make sure that the momentum's there and that the information gets out to as many people as possible. So I would definitely recommend to those who are on the line, when they find shows such as this and others along this vein, you know, to really spread the word, make sure the word is getting out there. And then also sponsorship.
Yes.
It does make a difference if people have products and services, that they can help in terms of with the support that goes on with the show. Because there's a lot of behind-the-scenes work. You know, it's kind of like when we look at the entertainers and we think, they're just singing and dancing. But, they have a million people helping them with hair and makeup, costumes, travel, there's still a lot that the entertainer has to do behind the scenes that we don't see. So there's a lot behind the scenes, and because of that, and then other opportunities, you know, it's just...
Well, because we get the luxury of seeing the finishing product.
That's
we can see how you prepared the food and you chopped up the ingredients and mixed and baked it, cooked, and we just sit down and eat the meal. I just don't know, because I can't think of any other quality shows or any, to tell you the truth, any quality stations that close to, community empowerment. You know, family empowerment.
Yeah.
You know, just the details. I mean, the guests. You know, pertaining to the education, which is almost a dying breed. You know, but you have rejuvenated education and show the importance of it and how it's much needed in the communities and how it's used to build communities. I think people are really missing out. I think they almost like when President Obama leaves, they're really going to be sorry what they missed.
Right.
I think it's just horrible. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I did enjoy this time. I mean, it was a great 2-year run, and that's really longer than the shelf life of other shows.
Right.
Of course, but it's greatly going to be missed.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your comments.
Yeah, but can we still, you still have your the magazine?
Yes, we have the magazine. There's the new issue is up right now, and then we have the last issue for the season will be May 1st. So we do each academic year. So May 1st will be our next edition. And everything will be on the website, including these previous shows. They're still available on the website at www.education4allinc.com.
Okay, because I think I'd rather listen to the oldies and some of this new garbage that's out.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you calling in.
And God bless you, Dr. Washington.
You really give
a lot to the community.
Thank you so much.
Okay, then the final thank you, Dr. Washington.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, good luck.
And thank you so much, everyone, for calling in. And I'd like to give a big shout out to our corporate sponsor, Mr. Willie Moore Jr. He has just really been there in terms of support with the theme song, you know, with artists. You know, a lot of times you have to pay royalties to use their music, and we have not had to pay any music royalties. And he sowed a nice seed into the Education for All radio program, which allowed us to be on the air for a year without doing any fundraisers. So I really appreciate all that he has done for Education for All. And so I'm closing out the show tonight with his song. It'll be played in its entirety. I know there are some of you who contact me and say, thank you for playing the whole song. So I played it at the beginning, and we'll close out at the end in just a moment with the entire song. and then close out the program. So thank you so much again for joining us. I've been privileged to have family, friends, co-workers, church members, neighbors, and colleagues who have been listening and supporting the show financially as well as through their listening and their calling in and helping to spread the word, and then also for being guests. So thank you so much, everyone. And remember, you can catch this and previous shows on our website as well as our upcoming Involved Parent magazine on our website. Thank you. Stay blessed. I wish favor upon all parents everywhere as they prepare their children for academic success in this upcoming week.
Ever open again. Forgive yourself and remember your ABC.